With Donald Trump's poll numbers in freefall, pundits say he needs something big to happen to rescue his campaign. And one of his last chances might be WikiLeaks. Julian Assange has been consistently leaking emails from the Clinton team over the last few months, and that's been causing big problems for her campaign. The US government's been working hard to shut Julian Assange down, and last week his host, the Ecuadorian ambassador, pulled the plug on Julian Assange's internet connection. WikiLeaks claims that their supporters launched a massive cyber attack on major US websites in retaliation. So why is Julian Assange, former champion of left-wing libertarians, seemingly throwing his support behind Donald Trump? Mike Harris is publisher of the British political magazine Little Atoms. He's also a free speech advocate and a former collaborator with Julian Assange, who has now turned critic of WikiLeaks. Matt Bevan spoke to Mike Harris earlier.
Many years ago, I worked at Index on Censorship, which is a free speech organisation. And at the time, I was doing a lot of work, and still am, on Belarus, which is a country which is often known as Europe's last dictatorship. And as part of that work, we got told that in 2010, Julian Assange had passed on top secret cables relating to the Belarusian opposition to an associate, a man called Israel Shamir, who is a kind of hardened Holocaust denier, anti-Semite. And Shamir was then photographed outside the offices of the KGB, which is the secret police. President Lukashenko of Belarus made an announcement that he was setting up his own WikiLeaks, which had top secret cables on the Belarusian opposition. So very quickly, after having worked with WikiLeaks just a year previously, kind of praising the site for the work it was doing in opening up transparency, just a year later, we had these kind of grave concerns about how the US embassy cables were being dealt with internally within WikiLeaks. Me and my colleague Podrick, who's now the editor of Little Atoms, were some of the first people to actually raise serious concerns about the management of these cables and whether they were being redacted properly and whether, in fact, there was enough security within WikiLeaks to stop these cables being passed on to essentially a dictatorship.
What do you think he's currently up to with his, I suppose, interference would be the right word, in the US election?
Julian has always been a hero of the liberal left, not just in the States, but in the UK, in Australia, in other countries. I think he knows he's got that support, so he's now pivoting to the right. You know, for example, yesterday, Fox News' Sean Hannity was tweeting about what a hero Julian Assange was and how he got it, and how he got it wrong at the time when he criticised WikiLeaks. We've seen a lot of praise from the American right. Donald Trump said at a speech in Pennsylvania, "I love WikiLeaks." So Assange knows that Clinton is going to be very, very hostile to him if she wins the presidency. And essentially, a presidential pardon is his last attempt at being able to leave the Ecuadorian embassy. So there's two elements to this. There are the allegation of sexual assault and rape, which was made in Sweden in August 2010. Lots of people, myself included, have been saying for a long time that people who defend Assange are essentially ignoring what is a very serious allegation. And I don't think those people would necessarily be defending Assange if it was an allegation made against someone like Donald Trump. But then there's the other element, which is the possible attempt by the US government to extradite Assange to America to face charges for espionage. And so while I personally dislike Julian Assange, I don't think that he should be extradited to the US. And I do think that Hillary Clinton, would want that to happen. You know, Donald Trump is the greatest threat to Western civilization that exists in the world today. He is telling American voters that the system is rigged. You do not do that as a candidate in a Democratic presidential election. Julian Assange has nothing to say about Donald Trump's tax arrangements. Julian Assange has probably received the leaked emails, Democratic Party emails, probably received those from Russian hackers. So potentially he's acting as a vehicle for the Russian government. And in an election race where you see American democracy thrown around the edges, that is quite an extreme position to be in. And, you know, yesterday we saw David Duke, you know, a former Ku Klux Klan grandmaster, tweeting praise about Julian Assange.
In fact, calling him a hero. It wasn't just praise, he was calling him straight out calling him a hero.
You know, we got people on the very, very fringes of the far right, you know, praising you. And you kind of think, my God, when you're on that end of the political spectrum, something's gone very, very wrong.
The Ecuadorian embassy has shut down Julian Assange's internet connection over the last week. Previously, they'd been sort of giving him their tacit support and providing him with political asylum. Do you think they've turned on him as well?
You know, I think the government of Ecuador may have felt comfortable enough to give Assange kind of, temporary residence inside, and an asylum inside the embassy. But do they want someone who is directly intervening in the presidential election of the most powerful state in their region? It's not a good place to be. And so I think they felt kind of slightly appalled by Assange's actions. Whether or not Assange gets back on the internet with a kind of 4G internet connection, which is certainly...
Someone may be able to toss a little dongle in through a window for him. The source of these, the Podesta emails, which are the ones that everyone's talking about at the moment, from Hillary Clinton's campaign director, is unclear, and at least some of them, it seems, are fake. Assange has always claimed to be a journalist, and that's been his big defence. I'm a journalist, I'm acting journalistically, you can't persecute me. Can you be a journalist when you indiscriminately release documents without trying to confirm their veracity and without considering the consequences of it?
No. I mean, you can be a biased, politicised journalist, but when you are potentially endangering sources and you're not checking whether things are fake or whether they're verified, then ultimately you call into question your own journalistic practices. This is the great tragedy of WikiLeaks. If it had been run properly, if it had been structured properly, it could have delivered some of the stuff that it did early on, and it could be a proper media organization doing great work. Instead, the guy that runs it is has serious charges against it, and it's a propaganda piece for Donald Trump. I mean, that's a great tragedy, I think.
That's Mike Harris, UK free speech advocate and Julian Assange critic, as you heard. He was joined speaking there with Matt Bevan. And we do hope to bring you a response from WikiLeaks or even from Julian Assange to these allegations over the coming days.